Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right. In honor of Tim Dillon, we have donuts. Put it up, put it up. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Live. Holy shit. We don't fuck around. It's Skankfest 2018. It's the first podcast of the festival. It's also the first live Real Ass Podcast in history. Shannon, I know you want to eat the donuts. Relax.
These donuts were not made today. I can tell. This is Monday, best case.
We have an incredible show planned today. For the live show, look, we want to kick off Skankfest with a bang. So we got the what we consider the podcast dream team, Tim Dillon. Nick Mullen. Join the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, and myself. Shannon is here producing. A lot of you guys don't know how fucking sexy Shannon is.
I like that you explained to me that Shannon's not actually producing. She's pretending to produce.
Yeah. Just like on the real show.
Yeah. As if that was necessary. She couldn't just be a guest on the show.
Yeah.
No. We said, Shannon, you have to be on a...
No one's going to believe it. If you just give her a microphone. There's got to be a reason for her to be there.
Why would she just be? She's
Other
not
than
a host.
She's just on every one of the other shows.
No, look, she's there. She's looking shit up, like, in real time. Like, Shannon.
There is no internet connection.
Yeah.
It's not even a real laptop. It's a fake laptop.
Yeah.
It's one of those cardboard laptops like from the department stores.
Yeah. This is as advanced as we get. It's a newspaper from 3 days ago. This is it.
All right, so look, first of all, Shannon, let me ask you, what are we up against today?
Wait, Harrington told me something. I gotta think of what it is.
He has herpes.
Something. Oh, here we go. There we go.
What is
Back
it?
Back there.
Hold on, let's see.
Oh, the Dean of St. Paul's, London, perfects a way to bottle beer, 1568.
That's what we're up against? It's the biggest thing in history?
Bottling beer.
So, no, Harlem surrendered.
because it used to be all black, and they spelled it with two A's for African American. And then the Spanish came in, and they got half of it.
Yeah.
So they're like, get rid of one of the A's.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty fucking easy. Did the Dean of St. Paul's London figures out a way to bottle beer? I say, fuck it. We've already beat that motherfucker.
Yeah.
We've already beat that motherfucker. Look, we got some great shit to do today, okay? We have more donuts to give out, an entire other dozen donuts. If you play your cards right. I'm watching you guys. The reason I have the glasses on because we're doing this donut giveaway during today's show, and I don't want you guys to know if I'm watching you, okay? Best audience members are getting fucking donuts tonight. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got a lot of other fun stuff planned today. First of all, I didn't really plan a show, so I do have my daily newspaper. So we will. Shannon, what is the time to do? It's time to guess the news.
Yeah.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
I love the live shows show you how unnecessary all of that production is.
Yeah.
You could say, we're going to play Guess the News, and people are like, what is that?
Yeah.
What does he do? Oh, there's a song that'll explain it. Guess the News didn't make sense to me. But
justice for Emmett.
Oh boy. This is a good continuation of last week's episode where Lewis paid someone to grab his mic on Legion of Skanks. And create another pretend controversy to keep you entertained.
I would never. Thank you. I really was expecting Nazi protesters to show up to Skankfest.
I would have been so...
And just watch them get the shit beat out of them by these lunatics. It's fucking raining in Nazi protester blood. Like, we're not Nazis, but we hate you more.
Oh, dude, they would have kicked that girl right in the dick.
So, look, we are guests in the news right now, guys. Justice for Emmett. One free donut for the person who really knows the story. I have no fucking idea. I've been playing at Skankfest all week. I don't know what Emmett does. He's a black guy, though.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know what happened, but I'm going to tell you right now, you know, when it's a black guy, you got a question. I see a black guy right over here. You think I don't see you, doggy, because I'm wearing sunglasses. Eyes are on you. You know, his name's probably not Emmett. So, Tim.
Yeah.
What do we think?
Are we supposed to pretend like you, we don't know who Emmett Till is?
That's the bit.
I swear.
No one on the show can know any history.
I have no idea who this guy is.
You have no idea who Emmett Till
is? No idea who Emmett Till is. He looks like he's a nice enough guy. He's wearing a tie.
You would think with your positions on catcalling, you would know who Emmett Till is.
Look, if you want to win a donut, you know, if you know who Emmett Till is right now, you can maybe explain the story to us. I'm going to guess that this guy was a Martin Luther King Jr. impersonator. Mm-hmm. And they were like, all right, you don't fucking impersonate the king. And they shot him. The cops shot him because, there's only one king. And then, then he died. That's my guess. I'm up for that donut. I have not been able to eat any sugar in like 10 fucking weeks. Fuck you, Ryan O'Neill. I know you're here, bitch. Zach and Miko, what do you think happened here?
It's not good because it's an old-timey black and white picture of a young black boy.
The horrible things they did to Emmett Till.
Guessing from Nick's clue, is this the guy that... possibly got murdered for trying to talk to a white girl, but he probably actually didn't do that.
I mean, we got to read the newspaper and find out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, the next time Lewis steams, he'll read it and find out.
Yeah.
Timmy Dillon, what do you think happened to this guy? I mean, come on.
What
you
do know, I? Yeah.
A world of possibilities out here.
What do I think happened to Emmett Till? I think he was at a podcast and he was offended by. I think the host gave him $50 and said, during this podcast, could you please grab my microphone and run out? I'll pretend to fight you because we really don't want to talk to Danny Tamborelli anymore. That's a guess. It's a guess.
Nigga gets a donut.
Kind of has to be right. It's an undignified way to live.
That's probably close. Shannon, you don't know. Shannon, listen to me. She is just as dumb as she looks. I swear to God. Shannon's been trying to fucking spell Emmett for the past 10 minutes.
Shannon just knows.
How did you know that? Yeah. That's literally the problem.
No, my...
She spelled it wrong.
She's got
wrong.
Emmett Smith.
She's
we're close.
Been trying to spell Emmett Till.
We're very close. We're at Emmett
That's
Smith.
That's way more impressive than guessing the Emmett Till story. Is that you guess that Shannon's been sitting here trying to spell Emmett Till and she hasn't been able to do it.
Oh, wait. Sugar! Ryan O'Neill, that he tries to trick me into eating sugar every day. What do you think happened here, Shannon, to this guy?
A black guy that got killed and never got justice for it?
That is a real broad...
My guess.
Price is Right version of betting a dollar.
Shannon just guessed in general what the news is.
Yeah, that's all the news.
I mean, that's what it says, justice for Emmett. And it's a black guy. So he was, all right, well, how was he killed? I think he was killed by cops. I think he was murdered by cops.
No.
No?
Warm.
Fireman. Fireman drowned him to death with a fire hose.
A type of fireman. They use fire. Fire is a thing that they are familiar with.
Ku Klux Klanmen.
Sort of, yeah.
They burned him alive for being athletic.
No.
For being a black guy.
Yes, but like doing a specific thing.
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Yeah, Shannon.
Dating a white woman?
No.
I know, we all wanted it to be that, right?
Yeah. Close. Warmer.
Warmer.
What?
I'm not going to go through this whole newspaper. Just fucking, I asked my
friends. Whistling. The answer is whistling.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He was whistling?
Well, he whistled. And the justice part.
Oh, at a white woman.
The justice part is the story was he was whistling at a white woman in the South, and then he got beaten up, and then they tied him to a cotton gin fan, which I've never looked up. So the Emmett Till story is always fascinating.
Shannon, can you please look up a cotton gin fan while
we're
talking about this?
Because I don't want to know. Because I've imagined all different types of fans. House fans, a little like Vornado, throwback fan. Every type of fan, like a
Legion of Skanks fan.
Right, yeah.
Just tie a black guy to a big, burly, bearded guy. Like, get him off me, man.
Shannon's looking up the South right now.
Right. I guess that's what it looked like. They tied him to one of those with like barbed wire and threw him in a river.
For whistling at a white woman.
Yeah, yeah. But then the justice part is...
Wait, can we go say his name three times in a mirror?
Yeah. He's Candyman. So they found out recently, though, the woman in the story just made it up. She, like, lied about...
Yeah, believe all women, right?
Well, that's why I'm surprised you haven't heard this story.
I know, because... But here's the thing. I'll tell you why. Ready?
Yeah.
Because it's like a woman who's lying and a black guy who's being murdered. They kind of cancel each other out.
Okay.
Like in my mind, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Just another day at the office. What?
Skankfest is 5 minutes in, and we're at hate crime territory. 5 minutes in. Yeah, baby.
We don't fuck around.
You thought it would take a half hour. You're wrong.
Who is the next fucking contestant on the Real Ass Podcast live show?
That'd be Mike.
Guys, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone get on this stage and do something.
Dude, if you... Yeah, I mean, if only one of them signed up for the fucking talent show, dickhead. There's probably more than one mic here, you know? You know, how about you be more specific?
Oh, here he is.
What's the talent?
What?
There's a ton of mics.
Is there more than one mic that has a talent in this room?
Did you sign
no,
up?
No, only... That's the guy.
Up?
That's him.
Mike,
you can sing.
Mike, it's you.
Just come up and sing.
Let's get up here, Mike.
Do you guys know the song?
Can you stop being so condescending?
Yeah.
I don't even fucking know you.
You
dude,
asked
just
if
met.
They had music.
We just fucking met, dude. I'm trying to be your boy.
All right, so like
it's a fucking Danish and O'Neill fan
even
right
know
here,
if
guys.
I'm supposed to be here. Okay, so the talent is I'm a good singer, but only songs by the band Creed. So like. Yeah. Wait, what?
Give him
on,
a chance.
No. Okay. So, like, if
you're
you want an
Big
example,
James
like, if you want to hear some Michael Jackson, it's like, you've been hit by a smooth criminal. It's really bad.
What if he's just the lead singer?
If you could play, like, With Arms Wide Open, Creed, and I know you guys fucking know it, you assholes. You know the song.
Holy shit. Steve Ren Aziz is falling off.
With Arms Wide.
Yeah, play.
9/11 didn't work.
But play the fucking music. Play some With Arm. You know, you guys know it. Wait, is that?
That's the one, dude. I don't know.
This is what you wanted.
Is that
Look at this photograph. You got it. Take it away.
I can barely hear this shit.
It's with arms wide open.
Yeah. Begin to pray. Oh, they have the words. That's great. It's fucking karaoke.
Down my face.
Oh, it's already
Come
started?
On, fuck. Yeah, it started.
With arms wide open under the sunlight.
Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. With arms wide open. With arms wide open. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? You know you were dancing to it back in the day. Come on. Guys,
dude,
the
listen to
fucking...
me. Listen to me. Do you have a girlfriend here with you?
No.
Ooh. I was going to tell you to sexually assault the fuck out of his girlfriend.
Oh, what?
You're so lucky,
it
sir.
It is so easy to win this talent show.
Well, what are you talking about? Wait, first of all, they didn't even...
I thought you did a fine job.
Thank you. For fucking Christ's sake.
I just want to
say
that.
And I didn't know they were going to start this shit before, like, I even was ready,
first of all.
Scott Stepp and his leather pants, like, they start it with when he's ready? No, it starts when he's fucking ready. Right? Well, come on!
All right, take his microphone, Shannon.
All of you, you know you were rocking to it.
Shannon, take care.
No. If his
Shannon,
if his
bounce him now, Shannon.
The show.
Push him off the stage, Shannon. Hit him. Assault him. Push him off. Push him off. Push him off. I love him. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Woo! He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude.
What a funny thing to think about yourself.
He's
a funny way to find out. To just go around, just such a minor thing. Like, yeah, I'm really good at singing Creed songs. And then to be publicly humiliated and find out that something that didn't even matter isn't even a thing that you had.
No. He's going to go home and tell his friends. He's going to be like, you know what? I really wasn't good.
I don't know why
I thought I was. I really was not good.
Maybe I should go back to community college. Yeah. I was kind of hanging my hat on the Creed thing for so long.
All right. Let's thank FactorMeals.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. FactorMeals.com. It's America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. They ship right to your door. Flavorful meals. Restaurant quality. They got every single thing that you want. I'm talking about breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. If you're keto, if you're vegan, if you want to worry about calories, whatever your dietary restrictions are, they got you covered, and it tastes fucking great.
That's right. Factor's meals are fresh, never frozen, and they have over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon all ready in just 2 minutes. Like Lewis said, whatever your diet is, they've got you covered. Breakfast, lunch, snacks, etc. We love our friends at Factor Meals, and they have a great deal for you guys.
Just go to factormeals.com and use the promo code WRAP50, and you're going to get 50% off your order today. Factormeals.com/WRAP50 is the URL. Use that code WRAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? We're going to bring up our first two guests officially. First two guests coming to the stage. Spent a great afternoon with them, steaming and enjoying our sauna time together. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know them from the, what is their new
What's
podcast
the scenario?
Called? The What's the Scenario?
Here's the Scenario.
Here's the Scenario Patreon show. Boo! It's for the man of 4 inches, Brendan Sagalow. And the one and only Mike Feeney is in the house. Come on, clap it up. Wow.
What the fuck's up, Jews?
Oh, I love that his mic's lower. That's fun.
There we go. Dude,
I'll say it again. What the fuck's up, Jews?
Dude, look, I'm not going to hate, but how much does that suck that hundreds of people are just chanting the number four at you now?
It's
for the rest of his life. Yeah.
Honestly, it's everything I've ever wanted.
It's not because you fucked four chicks in one night or because you fucking...
You know what's great is he keeps telling everybody, he goes, I'm okay with this. Four is my favorite number.
It is.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
There's no way you're not four.
What? Yeah, no, I'm two and a half in a ring.
But he can hang a lantern from his dick, and that's what makes it special.
Here's the difference. Zach did not think that he had an okay-sized dick. Zach knows that he has a tiny dick, and he's hilarious about it. He shows it to everybody.
It's all about how you use it, right, ladies?
Oh, not one? Not one?
Right, ladies? Anyone?
She's actively booing. She went, boo!
No, she said woo, and her guy was like, shut the fuck up.
Any ladies that aren't size queens like this whore? What'd you say? Yeah, so fuck you, Jews.
No, I don't think she's agreeing with you. I think she's saying that she does not want your tiny dick.
The only one that says that it's not about size is men that have small dicks.
it wasn't a pro-Brendan thing at all.
Yes,
the old niggas with no money think that money isn't everything argument.
That's one.
Yeah. The first one of Skankfest.
The first N-word of Skankfest. The first N-word of Skankfest. Yes!
Wait.
The first prank of Skankfest.
Floor.
Let's fucking go.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, what a piece of guy who's taking a bow after screaming the N-word falls. I'm a piece of shit.
I know how to read the room.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I can't believe I did that.
No.
I can.
Not the N-word. I can't believe I fell in front of all these
people. Yeah, that's
more embarrassing.
Yeah, you, I like the fact that you're now just owning this thing about yourself.
No, you're not allowed to own them.
Damn, doggy. This crowd's fire.
It's exciting and worrisome how quick they are to chant, you know? It's, makes me feel like they had a lot of practice, you know, but...
Feeny!
All right, I love it. Yeah, give it on. Yeah. Never mind.
Why would
it's
you
the
do
best.
That?
Yeah.
It's only funny if you guys just didn't do it.
Thank you. Every time you go golfing now, you get triggered.
People are just ducking.
Listen to me, dude. I like the fact that you fucking own this. This is a new identity of yours. Big J told me you said the next day was kind of rough, though.
No, I was just trying to forget about it entirely, and nobody let me. And then I went on Jim and Sam, and I'm in the elevator, and I'm going, don't talk about it. And then Sam goes, how are you? And I go, oh, man, last night.
That's how his therapy starts. So it was a Pavlovian response.
I'm okay with it. I showed Ian my dick at the... we went to the pit room, that barbecue place. And I showed Ian my penis. And he was like, it's fine.
He showed him a picture of it. He didn't take his dick out at the pit barbecue
place. I didn't want him to suck it.
Wait, can I see the picture of your penis?
No.
Yeah.
Why?
You should show Lewis.
I don't want to show you.
Why?
I don't know.
I'll show you a picture of my penis right now.
I don't want to see your penis. Is it wearing a fucking cowboy hat?
Brendan, can I see it and comment on it?
Yes! Shannon would like to see it.
Am I the only one that filled up a little bit?
Yeah.
I assure you.
Skankfest Shannon is letting go.
I filled up a little bit.
Will you show it to Shannon and let her describe it?
It's not a great picture, to be honest.
He's already downplaying it.
Fine.
Let's say.
Fine.
This is wild. I want to also see it. Please, can I see it?
No, get away from me.
Why?
I'll get it out.
I already know that it's pathetic. What else
it's
can I
pathetic.
Know?
It's not pathetic.
What is the? Is there
pathetic.
Another angle here?
I will show you. Just give me a sec. It's in my like.
You should
know.
Have it in your favorites at this point, man.
Shannon,
this
you
means
see, you
this
see a
is the good
dick?
One, by the way.
Okay, don't.
I won't look. Shannon.
Is that hard or soft?
It's not a great picture.
Oh, this is not bad.
You stupid bitches!
I have slept with worse penises.
Is it hard?
Oh. I'll show you.
Let me see.
That's not bad.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you what he's doing, okay? He's holding it at the base. Hold
on. Shut the fuck up, dude.
He's holding it at the base to give it
more. Rose before hose, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, let Zach see it.
Let me see.
Oh, Zach.
Oh, God.
Zach has a proud 4-inch dick. No hands. He's just letting everyone see what he's got.
No hands, is it?
He did a top perspective like it was a shot of the Empire State Building from a helicopter.
He did a drone shot.
I photoshopped King Kong on it.
That's not fucking okay the way you did that.
You're not cool, dude.
Why?
You're not a cool dude.
Shannon, do you want to see my
dick? He's a real ass dude.
I've seen a fake version of your dick before. I'm okay with that.
What's a fake version? Oh, yeah, when I
you had a clone of Willie.
I cloned my dick, and then I fucking slammed it on the table right in front of Shannon. I was like, you like that shit? You like that shit? Touch it. And she did like
it. Is there an HR department at Gas Digital?
Yeah. A homosexual retard? Yeah, we have it. We keep him in a cage. We refer everybody to him. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
He has three podcasts on it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right, buddy.
The joke works for like 8 people on the network.
Yeah.
So what are you guys looking forward to most this weekend? What do you say, Tim?
I don't know. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. I was just probably thinking, I don't know, dad meet would be a pretty cool time on Sunday.
Live dad meet on Sunday.
I could lie and say I'm more excited about something else, but holy smokes, I got a lot riding on that.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty amazing. What about you, Chris?
I want to watch Harrington and Dylan beat the shit out of each other.
Yes.
Second place is Dad Meat.
You understand, this fight between Harrington and Dylan, are they in the room right now, by the way? We should get them out.
Tell them to start now.
Trying to find them.
Wherever they are.
Fight. Dude, fight.
Is this in a ring?
It's going to be in a ring, yeah.
You know, what you should have done is given them each a pager. And no details ahead of time.
Like Applebee's?
No venue, just...
Yeah, not a beeper, like it just buzzes.
When it's time to fight, they both get paged with like a location, and then they have to meet, and it's time to go right there. And yeah, it can happen at any time during the festival.
Actually,
you can start pairing people up with this system exactly like Applebee's.
Where's Harrington and Dylan? They have to be in here. Are they here?
Fuck Dylan.
Wow.
Damn, Dylan, like you're in here. You're going to take that
Dylan,
shit?
I would swing on him.
Mutual combat state, bro.
Yeah. Look, I'm very excited about that fight, too. But that fight originated on this show. That was a real-ass podcast. They were supposed to fight for the producer position on the real-ass podcast. This is how long this has been going on. That neither of those guys are producers for Gas Digital anymore.
And we've gone through like 3 other producers since then.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we have them here? I want to have them square off for a second. Yeah. Yes, they're not here. Dude, what the fuck could they possibly
Dylan's
be
here.
Doing?
I know for a fact Dylan's here. Dylan.
What else are they doing?
Probably 69ing each other somewhere.
Yeah, sucking each other's fucking dicks shit, like assholes.
Traditional pre-fight.
Who do you guys think is going to win? Who's your pick? Butterly, you've trained with Harrington.
A tiny bit. And he's letting himself go. That's the problem. Found him.
Harrington, come up here.
Yellow was a bad
The great
choice.
Mike Harrington, folks. Come on.
Yay! What up? So, if they fought, I would say like 8 months to a year ago, I think Harrington was in a pretty good shape physically. And now I think, and you got Dylan getting like premium pussy now, dude. I think Harrington, dude, I hope you're focused.
So somebody please get Dylan right now. We need Dylan up here right now. Harrington, how do you feel about all this? Because that is what everyone says about you. A while ago, you were in better shape. You were looking good. You've fallen off at this point.
Fat!
Who is
that?
You're fat. You're fat. How does that make you feel?
Literally, you're the only one who says this. You look like Shane Carwin.
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about this? People are losing faith in your ability, or what do you say to that when you hear that?
I mean, I haven't heard a single person lose faith.
You just heard Tim just give a whole Braveheart speech about how you suck.
It's an anti-Braveheart speech.
I'm just trying to get him focused up. I don't want him to slip. He's got a KO under his belt.
I think, I have three knockdowns, no knockouts. But, I mean, that's going to change after this weekend.
Well, I mean.
Wow.
That was great.
There we go. That was good. That was good, Harrington. Yeah, you are.
Imagine if Dylan lays him out, though.
As you're not. just one shots him. Holy shit. As your first non-amphibious fight, though, how is this going to go for you?
Ladies and gentlemen, the great...
Whoa!
Wow!
Oh! Yeah. Whoa.
What's up, pussy?
The great Dylan Negri.
Stop, get out of here with this shit.
No, it's great. We got to keep them apart from each other.
Yeah, the worst part is if Dylan knocks out Harrington, the no need for apologies guys all need to run by in a looping gif.
So Dylan, this has been a lot of people do not have faith in you, just basically with your lack of training, the fact that you're built like a girl.
I like it.
A lot of these are factors. How does that make you feel when you hear these things?
I can't wait to take everyone's money who bet against me.
Do you not know how betting works?
Are they betting you?
They didn't bet with you, stupid.
He thinks he gets all the money?
Why, did Corinne make a bet for
money?
You?
I don't get the money?
So the other thing is, Harrington, you know, this is another side of it. You had a crush on Corinne Fisher for a long time. You were very open about this. Dylan, at this point, I don't know. They were just seen canoodling together in Costa Rica. You know, he took your girl. How does that make you feel?
I mean, Lewis, I think we both know. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Problems include housing, hygiene, bank account.
I mean, look, I'll be taking bets all weekend. I want a little bit of action. We should set our own line. Is there any way? How do we set our own illegal
gambling?
Yeah,
has anyone set the odds for this yet?
I mean, they're pretty damn
even.
Let
me call Harrington.
Hold on, it's Harrington. You used to be like a fucking junkie bookie or something, right? How would I set my own illegal gambling with the fans this weekend where they come to me and they put money down? Like, I set the odds, but I make out with a lot of money.
Well, you set up your own betting market.
Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, 100%.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Are you guys interested in betting on Harrington versus Dylan? In a 100% illegal gambling ring?
This is a guaranteed RICO violation. This is going to be a Puerto Rico violation.
Butterly!
All right, so this rooster is Harrington. This rooster is Dylan.
Dude, hold on. No. I got to figure out how we set up like a little office and they come and they fucking put the bets down.
Wait, you really think the office is the only thing we're missing?
How do I do this? How do I do it, Harrington?
You would set up a betting window by the merch table and set the line, and as money comes in on one or the other, the line shifts.
I don't know how to do that.
You want to give me 10%?
Yeah, but then that's definitely even more illegal.
Why?
You're fighting.
So I'm just getting a piece of all the action.
Deal. I swear on my fucking son's life.
And Dylan is getting a piece of many other people's action.
Wow.
I swear to you that I'm going to set up illegal gambling on this fight this weekend, and you will be able to gamble with me. And right now, the line, in my opinion, is pretty fucking even, because I've trained with both of you guys. You both stink for different reasons.
Fair.
And I have no idea who's going to win this fight right now, but do me a favor. Just take a moment right now, Dylan. You have this crowd in front of you. Take a couple seconds. Why are you going to be able to beat Harrington Saturday afternoon here at Ellis Mania at Skankfest?
Number one reason. Look at him.
His beard's weird.
His beard is pretty fucking weird. Guys, I'm 24, athletic. I've actually played sports. The only thing Harrington has ever played is barely house. Like, it's not going to be a fucking fight.
Oof. He played barely house.
He's been working on that for like 3 months.
Yeah. Harrington, give me a little rebuttal here. Why is it, come Saturday afternoon, Ellis Mania, after all the talk, years of talk, all of the buildup, why are you going to walk out victorious?
I mean, you know, Diego always says, train hard, fight easy, right? Like, I'm used to being in there with somebody like Lewis, who I know could absolutely take any man in this room's head off, I've survived every time.
Fucking kiss
get him,
ass.
Tim.
Now I'm glad I picked
that's right, pussies, take my water.
Dylan's not made for this. He's just not built for this.
You're not built for this, he says.
I'm really going to. When you said, like...
Wait, you're going to fuck your mom?
Like, when you said, like, do I have any words
for I thought
for
he
Harrington,
already was.
Like, I let my hands speak for themselves. Like, when you're going to see tomorrow, I'm going to actually make Harrington puke, like, every time he's ever fucking sparred.
Oh!
Harrington has never fought once and not puked.
That's true.
What are we talking about here?
John Matthews.
That is true. All right, look, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Harrington and Dylan this Saturday. Watch it live on pay-per-view. Yeah, square off. Square off.
They're gonna do something.
No, they're not gonna do
they're
something.
They're gonna do something stupid.
Square off. Here, come here.
Don't touch each other. Do not touch each other.
Do not suck each other's dicks off and drink each other's cum. Do not take his dick out and suck it with your mouth and make him cum on your face, dude.
Don't do something stupid.
I'm tired of seeing this.
What did I just say?
Okay, we got to thank our marquee sponsor, Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. They're the best sponsors in the business. You got to support them because they support everything we do.
That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time. And get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for $60. They have the best strains and the best customer service. And we absolutely love our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo.
All right, where were we?
Your first talented performer, very excited that he signed up for this. I know he definitely needs the money. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very talented Steve-O.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Now, anybody other than you guys filming this, can I get this footage?
Yeah.
It's sick.
You could have it, dude.
Oh, dude, epic.
Sick.
How's it going, bro?
What's up, man?
Yeah, dude.
I'm very excited to see your talent. You were originally supposed to just judge this with us, and then you said to me, you're like, you know what? Hey, dude, I got a talent, and I want to show it to Skankfest.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I got a lot of fucking talents. Anybody like drinking? Okay. By the way, I'm giving you guys the stretched out version of this one. All right, I'm watering it down for you. Okay, I'm gonna teach you guys, all of you, how to drink absolutely fucking for free for the rest of your life, no matter where you are. Does that sound like a tall order? No. No, I think not. Now, to show your tits is a good one, too. That'll get you a drink. Okay, so this is what you do. You walk into the bar. You have no money whatsoever. You ask the bartender for a disposable cup with water in it. And that, any bartender will give you. I just got it. Okay, I can grab the lime too, just to make it look cooler. So now, with your disposable cup with nothing but water in it, you approach a patron of the bar. Best to go for a guy on a date, because that's gonna be a more pressure situation. Now you go up to this guy on the date, or whoever, and you say, excuse me, sorry to bother you, but I'm about to blow you the fuck away with the most amazing bar trick you have ever seen. Okay? Not here to waste your time. Now, you describe the trick. Describe the trick. You say, I'm going to balance this drink on my head. As soon as I let go of the cup, both of my arms go down completely by my side. The rule is, I'm not allowed to raise my arms at all. And I have to drink this fucking water without spilling a single drop. Now, if I can do that, would that be worth a free drink? Spoiler alert, the answer is yes. But if for any fucking unforeseen reason this cocksucker says no, then fuck him. You go to the next table. You go to the next person. You do not ever perform this trick until or unless you have a commitment for that free drink, and that is why it works 100% of the time. Now, are we clear on the rules? Yeah. All right. Allow me to blow your fucking minds.
You need that?
I need to fucking climb all over this table with my grubby fucking flip-flop feet. This is Skankfest, people. My feet are dirty. I almost rudely kicked that, but that would be rude. Here, get this out of the way.
I want to watch Zach do this trick next.
Okay. All right. Can we get any music?
Let's get some music on, just some sort of music. I know we have people in the tech booth.
Think I'm ready, ooh, think you like that, think you like that. When I clap back like that, let me know.
Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Steve-O.
Dude. So, I'm so glad that was worth it.
Yeah, dude.
That was fucking... That was a long way, and I was like, please make it happen, and you did. That was fucking good.
If you would have seen Bobby's... If you would have seen Bobby's face the whole time, he was like, this is gonna fucking stink, dude.
I felt I was at a TED Talk for a minute, but then you pulled it off at the end. That was fucking great.
Pulled it off at the end. I tickled the balls. I fucking blew on it. And then I gave it a little spit. And then I fucking started tugging slow at first.
Right.
Then a little quicker.
Don't forget
at the end.
All right, we're going to bring up another performer. We have a female skanker coming to the stage from Las Vegas, hometown girl. Clap your hands, large gun, for Lindsay. Lindsay. Oh, hell yeah.
She wins. She wins.
Hell yeah.
Give her the money. Give her the money right now.
Whoa. Did you see? She made her tits dance. Do that. Just do that and you win.
Yeah. Give her the money.
You don't, listen to me, you don't have to do anything else. Just fucking tap it in. That was an amazing talent. How did you do that with your tits?
Give me a,
Give me a beat.
Give you a beat?
Spook. 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 Spook.
Spook. Did somebody play a death metal beat?
Whoa! Where have you been the last
Can I see
seconds?
Those again? Because I'm married and she don't touch my dick no more. My God.
Bobby used to have tits just like
hold
those.
Hold on. The beat was great. What were you waiting for? Now you're doing the trick and he's not doing the beat. Can we fucking get it together?
That's right. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Spook. Spook.
This is not even her talent. That's how good she is.
She wins.
This is how good she is, doggy.
She wins.
She's a perfect woman.
I think we might have to not allow her to perform because I'm so terrified of a step backwards from that.
Listen, her talent is pretty cool, right?
Yeah. And I know I'm not even that good at that, though.
You're not even good at the tit dancing? Your tit dancing was the best I've seen.
My actual talent.
Your actual talent?
She has a talent. Like
which side does the vodka bottle go in?
Yeah. If you make it
You'd
fully disappear, I'll give you another 500.
What was that?
What?
So, Lindsay, what is your talent?
I'm a flair bartender.
You're a flair bartender.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are the people that do, like, flips with the bottles and all that shit,
like
right?
Like cocktail, right?
And yeah. You do it here in Las Vegas. Where can people see you flair bartend?
Circa Resort and Casino.
The Circa Resort and Casino. She's saying it that way because she knows I'm saying there and she's trying to get me to fuck her. It's been very aggressive this whole time. You should see her.
Caught me.
I really did. All right, so Lindsay, let's see your talent. Do we need to be? Let's get some music, right?
I would love music.
Guys, let's get some awesome music.
Thank you so much.
Not Bobby beatboxing. All right.
Dude, the beatboxing was a fucking epic.
The beatboxing was pretty good.
Yeah,
Bobby, that could be a talent entry.
Is it? Oh.
It's coming.
Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. What an asshole.
I wonder how she got her job.
We're back.
I'll do everything I can to help you through.
Wow.
If you're feeling down, I just want to make you happier, baby.
Woo.
Wish I was around, I just want to make you happier, baby.
I love her.
I'm super impressed.
I can't believe you're...
thank you. I love the rad tricks.
Lindsay, stop trying to fuck Steve-O right in front of me, you piece of shit. It took one more famous person to just look at her and it was over.
That's the game. I don't know.
God damn it. So, Lindsay, let me ask you a question. I should have asked Ned this, but he's probably not going to win. If you win the $250, what are you going to do with the money?
Sure. Okay. I don't know. Feed my cats.
You're gonna feed your cats. That's what she calls it when she shoves a bottle into her pussy.
She's gonna feed her pussy with your dick.
Yes.
I'm gonna pay you. I know where you're staying.
I don't know what's happening, but Lindsay, one more time, clap it up for Lindsay. She's great.
Yes.
She's hot.
Are we judging them? We don't judge?
We are judging them.
I thought
them
this was like American Idol where we went through the thing and we gave our opinion.
All right, so sure, let's judge. Yes, let's give our opinion. Bobby, what did you think of Lindsay's performance?
I think the tit thing was better than the other thing, but I like the other thing too.
Thank you.
So together, they're fucking great, but your tits are awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yours are too.
Thank you. And she's funny. She's got tits, a talent, and a sense of humor. If you don't fuck her...
Dude, it's a perfect woman right there.
I live alone with two cats. I got nothing going on. I got time for whatever.
I love it. Steve-O, what did you think of Lindsay's performance?
I mean, fuck, Rob nailed it, dude. What he said.
It was great. Zach, give me some thoughts here.
I feel like she drops like 10 bottles a night, and they're like, you know you're the best at this?
You're not wrong. I'm the only girl that does this at my job. It's really easy for me.
Yeah.
Are all the male bartenders really nice to you because you're so talented?
Yes, because they look up to me.
They do. I'm sure they're looking up.
What?
Lindsay, thank you very much. One more time for the great Lindsay.
Lindsay!
Tim, what are you most excited for this weekend?
I'm on a holy quest, okay? And that quest is to get some motherfucking pussy for my boy Gay Blind Mike.
Yeah. Yes! Gay Blind Mike. Gay Blind Mike. Come on up here, Gay Blind Mike. Get up here. Look.
Yes!
Here. Grab a seat. Grab a seat next to Shannon, or with Natalie. Oh, we only have five mics.
So I put out the call on Twitter, and I said, listen, there's got to be a willing and unattached woman at this festival this weekend that would be willing to take the virginity of sweet Gay Blind Mike.
Now, here's the thing. Mike, you're a real virgin. Your dick's never been inside of a vagina, ever.
No, but I don't have the energy of a virgin. I have the energy of a player.
Well, I come on. Let's not go crazy.
I can get pussy if I wanted to, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Now we're talking, dude. That's the attitude.
What's gonna be? I have a question. You get this woman in front of you, and we talked about this before. You don't have a specific type. You don't even give a fuck if she's hot. You want to get down with some woman.
Yeah, as long as she has delicate wrists when he reaches out.
Yes, but I'm lazy. So like, if I don't get stuff thrown at me, you know, I just don't try. That's my problem. You know. What I mean?
All right. Don't tell them that part. My wiener is too big. A girl tried it and said it hurt.
Yeah, dude, you have to tell them you're gonna blow their back out. Nobody's gonna wanna fuck you. Like, yeah, I'm not even gonna fuck you that well. I'm gonna really do it lazily.
Yeah, could you?
I thought it was implied.
Could you imagine Blind Mike just jackhammering a lady? It would look like Ren on Stimpy.
You should tell girls, like, you know, but that thing, like, because you can't see, your other senses are enhanced. Be like, it all went to fucking.
All right, dude, how do I hit it? What's your
stroke? Well, I want to know what's going to be your first move. You get this girl. We get a girl from the audience. Hot chick. She's got big tits. She's ready. So, you know what? I'm going to fucking take this guy's virginity. By the way, we were talking about this last night at dinner, and I saw Kim Congdon for a second considered it. She legitimately, she thought about it. She was like, that'd be pretty hilarious.
Almost right? Like she's already hit her rock bottom.
I like the fact
good try!
You trying to get Shannon to fuck Gay Blind Mike? Shannon, is there any chance that you would fuck Gay Blind Mike?
Guys, I haven't waited 4.5 years to have sex to do it this
so
way.
So now's
I'm
the
sorry.
Time, baby
I love
girl.
Gay Blind Mike.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yo, imagine ending a 4.5 year dry spell with like a virgin who nuts in, I'm not kidding, less than 5 seconds.
Well, do you think he's going to nut quick?
That's baptizing your pussy. It's holy forever after that.
Do you think that he's going to nut quick, or do you think he's going to like be nervous and not be able to nut at all? My first time,
my dick isn't blind.
What'd you say?
My dick isn't
blind. No, dude, the first time I had sex, I fucked for like 4 hours to Pantera Cemetery Gates on repeat, and I never nutted, dude. It just fucking ended with like me sweating on top of her.
No, so I... Our plan for Dad Meat tomorrow is that we intend to, by the end of the show, have this woman singled out. No presh. Obviously, we're going to keep it wholesome. But tomorrow, we're going to have the answer to who's going to...
I love it.
Just squeeze that nut out of you.
Are there any single ladies here tonight?
Yeah, can we get the ball rolling?
Single ladies.
This guy just tried to take his girlfriend's hand off his shoulder.
We got one hand in the air right there.
That's my guy.
But she's leaned up against a dude. Are you a bro? Dude? Are you a cock? Would you let fucking Gay Blind Mike be your bull? That's your ex-wife? Hold on, come up here, miss. Come here, let's get this girl up here for a second. What a hooker.
Well, she didn't like that part.
Dude, she's pretty hot, dude. For a girl at Skankfest. What if she dies right now? The only girl willing to fucking breaks her neck trying to get on the stage. Oh, dude, she's a mess. I can see her pussy. I can literally see her vagina, Gay Blind Mike.
Exactly. Let's go, dude.
I'm looking at it.
I want to see it too.
Come up here,
good
miss.
Good luck.
Come up here, miss.
You have such a kind pussy.
Come here. What's your name, darling?
Alicia.
Alicia, so are you really willing to fuck Gay Blind Mike?
Sure.
She said sure.
Let's go. Golden Nugget, 10 p.m. Let's go.
Wait, that's a golden ticket, right?
Dude, would I give her a golden ticket if she took Gay Mike's virginity? Oh, my God. Oh, my. Here's the thing. I might be willing to give her the golden ticket. Can I tell you why?
Is this legal?
Well, that's what I was going to say. If I would have just thrown it out there, and then I think this is some sort of prostitution or something, but she was willing to fuck him before she heard about the golden ticket, and the golden ticket is fucking solidifying the deal. Look how horny she is for it. Dude, she's touching him already.
Zach, see how hard Mike is right now.
Zach, oh my God.
It's not hard, but there's a little blood flow. Like he came out to say hello. Whoa.
Paco, let me see that golden ticket real quick. Because we got a few of them. We got a few. By the way,
regardless, somebody already touched Mike's dick tonight now.
Woo! Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
This is the coveted golden ticket, which enables you to skip all the lines at Skankfest the entire weekend. Wow. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. So you're willing to have sex with Gay Blind Mike tonight. You're going to take his virginity. And you're going to let me watch.
And you're masturbate. Willing to let us ruin two already planned out live podcasts.
Well, obviously, if this happens, number one, I do get at least half credit for this. And number two, we'll get him his second pussy tomorrow.
Mike, what I would do right now is I would take her to the bar, buy her a drink, and start your fucking night off right now, because this might happen
right
tonight,
now.
Folks.
Right now.
What's your drink?
No, take her to the bar.
Take her to the bar and go buy her a drink.
Go get to know each other.
She's going to have to lead him to the bar like a seeing eye dog. Holy God, shit, right. Dan Soder's here.
Oh, shit. What's up, Skankfest?
What's up, brother?
Danny Boy Soder.
Louis J. Gomez.
I love you, Dan.
Dude, you look super trashy.
Hell yeah, dude. I got my spinner, look.
Oh, who the fuck?
I
hope one of your fans robs you for that.
Dude, this cost me $130,000.
Yeah,
got
right.
From Jacob the Jeweler.
I could hear the plastic hitting each other.
No, dude, that's not true, dude. You know what's fucked up? If you open it up, these cocksuckers wrote crackle, crackle on the inside.
Yeah!
We're everywhere!
It says it, they wrote, so I've been secretly repping crackle, crackle, and being like, yeah, yeah. And then one day I dropped it, and it cracked open. Yeah.
Crackled?
Like, crackled open.
Lewis has a replica belt of his own title.
Dude, I didn't know your eyes were painted till you just turned around, Zach.
Do you like it?
No, that fucked me up. I was like, guys, we got to get a doctor. He's getting very sick.
He's got jaundice.
It's like the end of Thriller.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God, his eyes are rotting.
Dave, did you just get into town?
Yeah, dude, I forgot how much I love downtown Vegas.
It's the best.
It's such a save a slut kind of town. Everywhere you look, you're like, I want to save you, you hot slut.
You know what I love? They have, like, street performers on Fremont Street, right? And half of them are great. Like, we got a few of them that are going to be performing at Skankfest. But then half of them are also just, like, I guess you have to show up and sit in a circle, and that's how you get to, like, pick your spot, right? But sometimes it'll just be a junkie that's, like, picking his nose. And that's his whole performance, is he's just on drugs.
In my walk over here, I saw exclusively junkies. I don't know where any of the good street performers
Maybe
were.
You caught him in between show times. Give it 30 more minutes and they blossom.
Dan, what are you most excited for this weekend?
Well, I was going to say Bonfire, but then... I'm excited for the secret performer tonight.
It's not a secret anymore because Butterly already told everyone.
Hell yeah. Good job, Butterly.
And we also
by the way, they let Feeny into Everlast's dressing room.
Yeah. I know, dude. No,
it was
funny.
Super awesome.
So they put us in a shitty green room upstairs with no air conditioning or food or alcohol. And then I come up and I'm freaking out at everyone. It's like the first 5 minutes. And then they're like, oh, dude, you got to check out Everlast Green Room.
What?
Guys, we need somebody. You guys need help? Someone passed out. Gotta go. Go.
What happened?
They're just huge Everlast fans.
Lewis. What do you think?
You went into his green room?
What's going on back there?
Okay, though.
That's all right, guys. Just let security over and make some room.
Yep.
Lewis,
let them do their jobs, everybody.
Isn't this when you're supposed to yell deploy, Lewis? What is happening?
Deploy.
Is somebody dead?
Safety net, deploy.
Just need air. It's about 250 degrees in here, so.
Yeah, just give them room. Let everybody do their job, okay?
Yeah. Wait, did somebody pass out? What? Hold on, I can't hear you. What? Somebody passed out? Hilarious. What a stupid bitch.
Jesus.
Asshole. 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 Damn, Lewis really is chasing those Astro World numbers.
Welcome back to Skankfest, Dan.
Yeah. Don't give her space. No, Crowder. Crowder right now.
Crowder, don't. Crowder.
Lewis is like, what if I can sauna and make money? So somebody just passed out back there. That's hilarious.
First one of the festival.
That was easy. That was nothing. Come on.
That was easy.
Hey, a little pass out. It's okay.
Listen, guys, we're all going to have a good time at this festival, but people will die. So just go in knowing that.
It's a numbers game.
Really.
I have, and I mean this, I brought 6 cans of Narcan. Now, here's the thing.
That's not even going to make
it. And for just $100, you can have one.
I'm giving away a Narcan as a golden pass.
That's Skankfest Platinum tickets, actually.
No, I had 10 cans of Narcan, and then I didn't have it. I was like, I'm not making more room for more Narcan. This is fucking crazy, dude. So if 7 people die, just know it's literally my fault.
That's on record. Great. Perfect.
Yeah. Dude, if one of your friends is overdosing, somebody fuck Gay Blind Mike, and we will give you Narcan.
Is Gay Blind Mike gonna fuck?
Yeah, he's gonna do it. Dude, a chick came on stage.
And I was here. I was standing right there.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I think he's gonna fuck her tonight, dude. Well, from what I heard backstage, Mike said, Natalie said, well, Mike got rejected by that chick. And then Mike goes, no, I didn't get rejected by her. She just said she was going to the bathroom and never came back.
Oh.
And then I had to explain to him that that's what getting rejected
is. Oh, no.
Did that really happen?
That's what it is to get rejected.
Do you think when she said that, he goes, let me feel your face and see if you're lying.
He goes, I didn't get rejected. She's right here.
Oh. He's just touching a plant. She never left. Doggy.
He's been talking to one of the horse statues for 45 minutes.
Did she really bail on him? Where is she, dude?
I hope that cunt passed out.
I hope that's her, dude. Or what if he got a little pussy and then that was him passing out? Like he was like, oh my. Dude, I was going to give her a golden ticket if she fucked Gay Blind Mike. Yeah, it's prostitution.
Of the lowest form.
Yeah.
No, dude, that's a valuable pass right there, dude. She wasn't a hot hooker, dude. If she showed up as a hooker, I would be pretty disappointed.
What?
Well, he'd still fuck her.
Really? I love that honest assessment. What? Oh, really? You'd be like fucking thrilled? You'd be like, oh, what a great hooker this is.
I don't know.
I'd pay $180. I'd pay $180 for a dollar more
Lewis,
than that.
That's ridiculous. She was white.
If she was a $600 Vegas hooker and she showed up to your hotel room, you'd be fucking pretty pissed. Am I right or am I wrong?
I don't know. Am I gay?
Hold on, where is she? I need to say this to her face.
Hey,
Lewis, can I ask a counter question? Am I gay and blind? Because if so, I think she's a good price.
For the value of a Skankfest Golden Pass, I would say that's at least a $1,400 value.
Dude, also, this girl just needs to be smart. Fuck smart, not hard. Just get a wet rag and tell him it's your pussy. He's never been at one. Just milk him like a horse. He's like,
I'm fucking. Oh, she's just got like a ham sandwich.
Yeah. She goes, oh, baby, you're so big.
Is this everything I dreamed?
Oh, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to fucking lose it. I'm fucking so good right now. I can't believe I'm fucking. Oh, fuck, dude. Look, we gotta wrap this. We have another show coming up in a second.
I love you.
Listen to me. And I mean this, guys. Everyone in comedy talks about this festival every fucking year. It's the best audience, the best fucking time, the most memorable every year. It's everyone's fucking Christmas and New Year's wrapped into one. And it's because you guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We have some amazing comics coming up, live music and more. Hang tight. Let's get fucked up. Thank you. Good night.
That's all, folks.